Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, the free agent frenzy has begun. ¿Dónde están los Rockets? Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that, and it's a Monday. A lot going on today. A lot of off the field type stuff. And your Rockets got their guy in Jimmy Butt. Oh, never mind.
Jimmy Butt, nope. I kind of told everyone, I tried to put it as gently as possible, there was nothing that indicated Jimmy Butler wanted to be here. And for a guy who's from the area, you would think at some point he would have made some indication that this is a destination for him. Never has. And then when you consider what they've got going in Miami, where he decided to go, it's almost a black eye on the Rockets, because there's nothing there. I mean, there's not a good team there that he's going to be built around. It's a pretty bad roster, and that's where he decided to be. And we don't know if now what's going to end up happening is if Dragic is going to be the guy to go, or how, I mean, because apparently there's been
they moved Whiteside today.
Yep, he goes to Portland, which may be good for Portland if they can get any kind of motivation out of that dude. But,
yeah.
But it's good insurance for Nurkic for those guys. But what is your, I mean, what's your key, who's your second and third guy on that roster? Is it Dion Waiters and Justice Winslow?
I guess so.
Oh, man. I mean, that's what he picked over playing with James Harden and Chris Paul. That's what he chose.
Well, I'm going to go back to what I said last week when I said there was no chance the Rockets were getting the guy. I don't think they were ever players for it. They just, let it leak that they were going to go after him. And just like last year, everything that Woj tweets out about the Rockets are going to do this, and no disrespect to Woj, who's really good at his job, he's never right.
Yeah, but you know what? This isn't all on Woj, because
Leaked it in the Rockets.
The Rockets were out talking about it blatantly. They're saying anybody's up for trade except for Chris Paul and James Harden. I mean, that's the Rockets talking.
But the stuff like, oh, well, we've already got a deal in place for Clint Capella if we make this happen, that's coming from inside the organization. They're not publicly saying that. Or it's coming from an agent. But it's all BS. They were never really players for the guy. And, we said it in that video. It's when we did that roundtable video, basically said, at what point has he ever expressed interest in Houston? Has he ever said, I want to come there, or I'd be interested even? Never. And they've been pushing it for 2 years. So it's just a false narrative that got thrown out there that everybody talked about, and in the end, they never had a chance.
And now, not only are you going in with the same roster that wasn't good enough this year and will now be a year older, but now you've basically let everybody besides James and Chris know that they were available to be traded this offseason. We were trying to move you to get Jimmy Butler. Clint Capella, I'm talking to you mostly. PJ Tucker, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, well,
you guys, Eric Gordon, if it came down to it, the Rockets were willing to move you to get a better player. So are they going to feel great about being back here with this team next year? I can't imagine they're going to feel any better.
Well, in PJ Tucker's case, you got mixed results. You got, oh, we want P.J. Tucker to retire as a Rocket and become a coach. And then it's, oh, well, P.J. Tucker's a guy we might move to create cap room. If I'm him, I'm not thrilled. But it's to me, the whole Jimmy Butler thing, even if they pulled it off, I don't know that that was the right move. I mean, he's a great player, and it gives you another great player. But I don't think bringing back last year's group with a couple of key positive additions would be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
And that looks like it's what they're going to do. I think they need some upgrades, but I don't know that you need to turn your whole roster into three guys. And I don't know that that's going to be good enough. I don't know that what they have is good enough. But I think the people who are disappointed bought into basically fake news.
But I mean, I think the Rockets kind of set the expectation that they were going to make a big play, and then they couldn't come through with it. They should have just kept their mouth shut and gone about their business and tried to make something happen. I think this is as much to blame on the Rockets as it is on the media. Because
I don't know. The Rockets said we're going to try to improve the roster, and Morey said some stuff like
Morey
that.
Morey said he wanted to get a third star.
He says that every year, though, and nothing ever happens. He did it last year. He's doing it again this year. What the heck?
And then...
Really?
It's coming through your computer.
Yeah.
Just hit mute.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to hit decline. Thank you. Where's the mute button?
At the top up here on your...
No, I don't know why it's not muted. Oh, well.
So, I forgot that what the hell I was talking about. Damn.
You were talking about the Rockets, and you were talking about how they're the ones who are...
So, and not only do you not get a third star, your big splash on the opening day of free agency is you sign Daniel House to a 3-year deal, a guy that you couldn't trust to put in on the floor.
Yeah, remember how great he was in the playoffs?
You couldn't put him on the floor against the Warriors. I mean, that's some really telling stuff right there.
And Gerald Green, they brought Gerald Green back.
Yeah. Daniel House scored 34 points in the playoffs, 31 against the Jazz and 3 against the Warriors. But yeah, let's sign him to a 3-year deal. What? That's how you're better? This organization, man, I've been saying it for a while. I think they're about to start getting it a lot more. This whole Daryl Morey is some kind of genius thing. Is so overblown. It really is. And I get he's made a couple moves here and there that they look good. Nothing's really panned out. The team hasn't made it to a finals. I mean, it's not like they're knocking on. I know everyone says they're so close. They're so close. I don't know. If you're not even getting to the big dance, are you really that close? I don't know.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they've been blocked by an all-time team for the last 5 years. Let's not ignore that fact. So, I mean, that if you're going to say whether or not they're close, you got to look at the Warriors and say, you know, well, they're not the Warriors. Well, who has been over the last 5 years?
Well, the Cavs found a way to beat them. The Raptors found a way to beat them. I mean, so does that mean you're no closer than them? How close are you really?
I don't know, but I think it's just kind of dismissive to say, oh, well, they're not close because, you know, they did. I mean, 2 years ago, they really did have a chance to beat the Warriors, and they probably should have.
Okay, compare that season's roster to this roster. Are they better or worse?
They're certainly not as good as they were that year. That was their best year. And last year, I thought, as the season went on, they got better. They still weren't good enough to beat a Warriors team that didn't have Kevin Durant. Now, you know, what does that mean for next season? It means if you're going to bring that roster back, you've got to find some key pieces to make it better, And I don't think one guy was going to fix it. In fact, one guy and subtracting everything else, I don't know, was a net positive. So, yeah. I think you've got 1 year left with this before Chris Paul's absolutely useless. So, yeah. And as far as the Daryl Morey stuff, I mean, he's been telling us he's a genius for 10 years, so we just have to believe him, right?
Kevin says, ever thought maybe Butler just wants to be the alpha dog on a team and can control the whole team? Maybe it's Jimmy and has nothing to do with the Rockets. He left a team that was picked by many to win the East that could have paid him more money. Yeah, and Jimmy would have been the second best player on the Sixers because Joel Embiid looks like but Joel Embiid's hurt all the time, so I think he wasn't happy with Sixers ownership. But also, Daryl Morey didn't figure that out during their talks. Instead, you've got to, you know, set up a meeting with a guy who apparently all along had really no interest in you.
That's why I think more of this is media than Rockets. I think all these reports, I'm sure they had a pretty good idea the guy wasn't interested in them. And they're going to try because that's what he's supposed to do. And it's fine that it gets leaked because it makes it look like they're trying. But the reality is that the Rockets had to know that there was no way they were getting this guy. And you know, I just think a lot of people created this storyline because it gave talking points and it but so much of it was just bull. I mean, it was never happening. And you know, so I don't know whose fault that is, but I hope people who listen to this show know it was bull.
And if Jimmy Butler wanted to be the alpha, he wanted to be the man, then the Rockets should have been targeting somebody different. And now, I mean, let's face it, the only real game-changing player that's left out there in free agency is Kawhi, and the chances of Kawhi coming here are zero.
Yeah, less than zero.
So that means you're going into next season, and really even like the guys who are sort of role players that could have helped you out somehow, like J.J. Redick and those, they're signed up now.
That's what kind of irritates me, is that would have been a really good fit for this team. That would have made you subtly better. And no, yeah, and
because it's not sexy enough. It's not a big enough splash.
That's what they needed. They needed one more guy like that could score off the bench, shoot threes, and you know, give you another weapon besides Gordon and Harden. And when Paul feels like being a weapon, that would have made a big difference. And yeah, it's not splashy and sexy like Jimmy Butler, but it's a good addition that makes your team better. It's kind of like what Utah's been doing. Just quietly making their team better. You know, those guys aren't super sexy, but those are two good players that the Jazz added. That's going to make them better. That's all the Rockets needed to do. And maybe they still will, but there's just not that much out there at this stage. I mean, there's still a lot of players, but you know, if they're going to go with we think this guy will fit what we do and make us better, James Ennis signing, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Michael Carter Williams. So... All right, we're going to take a quick break. A lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Some breaking news out of Arlington. Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, 27 years old, died today.
What?
Canceled a game versus the Rangers. No details on his death. Yet.
No way.
He just pitched 2 days ago. So, yeah, we'll update you when we find out more information. But that's they did cancel the game tonight. And
jeez, man.
So.
That sucks. That's a young kid.
27. You haven't even lived yet, man.
Nope.
2-0 says, so the Rockets just get worse from this point on, right? I don't know if they get worse. They're just not better. I think if they walk out there with the same team they had last year, I think you're going to have some more erosion from Chris Paul. But you have a full season out of Austin Rivers. You're probably about the same. But they're not better. And then you look at the rest of the West, and I think a lot depends on where Kawhi winds up, because I think if he goes to the Clippers, it probably makes the Clippers better than the Rockets.
Yeah.
If he goes to the Lakers, I think it probably makes the Lakers better than the Rockets.
If Kawhi goes anywhere in the West, they're better than the Rockets.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to a bad team.
No,
he's not going to go. I mean, he's not going to go someplace.
I mean, I think he'll still want maybe do a 1 year deal in Toronto and then do it again next year. But we'll
I think
see.
That's getting less and less likely. I mean, his stock's never been higher. It would be dumb for him to sign. I mean, it would really be dumb for him to sign a 1 year deal.
Well, he can get more money if he does that.
If he were going to sign there, he should sign a supermax and do a sign and trade if he wants out of there. But yeah. I think signing a 1 year deal coming off your best season and a championship, I think that would be fool, especially for a guy who's got an injury history.
Yeah, although, like I said, I read a story about how much more money he could make if he actually did that. So that's still a possibility. I still, if I were betting, I bet he winds up with the Clippers. I wouldn't want any part of that Lakers dysfunction.
Yeah, I mean, you know, LeBron, Anthony Davis, that's a hell of a grouping right there. If they can put those three guys together, I mean, that's the team to beat at that point, right?
Yeah,
because even if one of those guys gets hurt, and Anthony Davis has an injury history, Kawhi has an injury history, LeBron just got his first major injury,
and is getting old. So
even with one of them hurt, the other two are enough to really be a problem.
I would say, as long as one of the ones hurt is Davis, they're fine. Like Kawhi and LeBron could carry that team a long way. I don't think Anthony Davis to me is just a sexier Kevin Love. If that's the guy that has to carry you for a while, you're not very good.
What I'll say is Anthony Davis has never played with someone as good as Kawhi.
Well, you said about a lot of players.
And Kawhi has never played with someone as good as Anthony Davis. I mean, you could tell me like
Tim Duncan and
it washed up the end of Tim Duncan.
Yeah, but Tim Duncan was still a really good player.
He wasn't what Anthony Davis now is. If Anthony Davis is healthy.
Yeah, but I mean, I think I'm kind of pumping the brakes on the whole Anthony Davis thing. The guy is, if he's the third best player on that team, they're going to be really good. But if you're counting on him to be, you know, a guy who can carry you if those guys are out, you're going to have the Pelicans again.
Yeah, maybe so.
So, and I go back to what I've always said about that position now in the NBA is you can't carry a team from there. You can be really good. You can help a team. But you can't Olajuwon it anymore.
Well, but he's not like a typical slow-footed, back-to-the-basket big either.
Doesn't matter. I mean, you can't run your offense through that position. And I think he's a great player, I mean, but honestly, I think he's a little overrated.
Is what he plays any different than what Tim Duncan played?
It's similar. I mean, I think he's also a guy who plays a little more in the middle defensively. But, you know, Duncan was also... I have a theory. I think Duncan was the reason for those championships almost as much as Pop. I think that guy was so underrated. And
I don't disagree.
And I think Tim Duncan could carry a team by himself. I don't see Anthony Davis as being able to. We've seen that act. He's been there for a while now. So now playing with LeBron is going to be huge, but you know, I don't know. I just think that whole organization is such a mess right now. Nobody knows what's in Kawhi's head. Let's not even pretend to try.
And I know it's not an end-all, be-all stat, but player efficiency rating, which is kind of the war of the NBA, Tim Duncan's highest season of player efficiency rating was 27.1, which is really good. His very last season was 16.9. Anthony Davis, this last season, had a 30.3. I mean, he does a lot when he's on the floor. It's just Tim Duncan was super reliable, always on the floor. You can't say that about Anthony Davis.
And I just go back to at some point, when you're the best player on your team, what has your team done?
Yeah,
that's fair. And in Davis's case, you know, they haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And if you're that dominant of a player, if you're supposed to be in that conversation for one of the top five players in the league, you should be able to get your team to the playoffs on a regular basis by yourself.
Agreed.
So, but as a second or third guy, I think it'll be tremendous. It's just like Kevin Love. When Kevin Love couldn't get the Timberwolves anywhere.
No.
But you make him the third guy on that team, it's a good guy to have. Now that he's one of the best guys on that team, what are they?
Not very good.
Okay. Just checking. I think Anthony Davis is in danger of becoming that.
I don't think Anthony Davis cares. I think that's why he wanted to be somewhere where that was the case, where he wasn't the guy carrying the load, because he realized that this what I'm doing here isn't working out for me.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's what I was talking about, but I don't disagree with that.
You're talking about a team can't win with him as their best guy. I'm saying maybe he realized that too and decided, well, maybe I don't need to be the best guy on the team. Maybe he's not an ego guy. Maybe he's not worried about the things like Kyrie Irving was worried about getting away from LeBron.
He
might be going the other way saying, you know what, if I want to win in this league, Kevin Durant did the same thing. If I want to win in this league, maybe my role needs to draw back a little bit and I'll win some championships.
Yeah, I think the difference was Kevin Durant was capable of carrying a team by himself.
Agreed.
Much more so than Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, Chris Bosh did the same thing. Chris Bosh knew that, and Chris Bosh knew what he was limited to as the best player on a bad team. I mean, they weren't awful. They weren't, you know, picking first or second in the draft, but
right.
He knew what they were. So he decided, you know what, I'm willing to go be the third best guy on a team and win some championships. Maybe that's what Anthony Davis is seeing.
Maybe so. What do you think of what the Nets did?
I mean, I think for the next year and a half, it's not going to matter much, but I think they set themselves up down the road pretty well. They're a lot better now than they were, you know, a season ago. So there's at least some hope to be had there. It's obviously, until we see a healthy Kevin Durant, we don't really know what they've got. And the team next year with just Kyrie Irving and a bunch of parts around him doesn't really impress me. But you can see that they're building towards something, and they're willing to play the long game a little bit. They're willing to pay Kevin Durant money that he's not going to earn. And you know, you kind of got to give them some credit for that. It's a bold strategy. And would you rather be where they are or where the Knicks are and basically look like?
Well, exactly. The Knicks wouldn't pay Durant.
Like, you're not even doing anything.
But I
mean, that's an embarrassing thing to come out to, that you weren't willing to give Kevin Durant a max contract. Which, you know what, it may come out that it's sensible. You know, if Kevin Durant is never the player again that he was, but today, right now, it looks like, dude, you're being so cheap.
If you're one of those franchises, you're not going to get anywhere unless you make this kind of move.
Agreed.
And I'll give Brooklyn credit for doing it. And obviously, I mean, I don't know how long he's going to miss. Maybe he misses the entire season. Maybe he comes back for a little bit at the end of the year. I don't know. But for the long term, if you've got him and Kyrie in 2 years, you could legitimately be a title contender if he comes back from it. And obviously, there's a gamble to that. But what else are you going to do? You're going to go sign Julius Randle? Is that it?
Good luck.
Knicks?
I'll tell you, the most questionable thing, and I'm guessing everything I'm reading says it's like a buddy deal that DeAndre Jordan is going to the Nets because, you know, and KD and Kyrie Irving both took less money so they could fit DeAndre Jordan in there. But DeAndre Jordan's not a good player at this point in his career. If I said, okay, besides Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, what player do I like most on the Nets? I would have said Jared Allen, who's their center. And now they bring in DeAndre Jordan to presumably take minutes away from a good young player. I don't really understand that.
But if it's a buddy thing where you get Durant and Irving because you sign him, you do it every time.
I guess so. Yeah.
You do it every time. And no, he's not much of a player anymore, but you know, that's the thing. These guys want to build a team together and play with their friends. Then sometimes you got to take the ugly girl in the group too.
Yeah, so you got to be a good wingman. Yeah,
if you want to get the two hotties there, so you got to take their friend who's a four. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 281 says, I understand the Knicks need to gamble. This is an honest question because I don't know the answer, but is there a player in history who ruptured his Achilles and came back at an elite level? It's kind of a hard one because there's not many players of Kevin Durant's caliber that have had that injury. Yeah. Kobe had it, but it was near the end of his career. Dominique Wilkins had it back in the day, and he came back as good as ever. So that would be the one guy who's probably close to comparable in that, but you know, that's the thing. Sure, if you want to be responsible and say, yeah, I can not fault a team for wanting to say, yeah, we're not going to have him for a year, and then who knows what it'll be when he comes back. But are you really ever going to be relevant again if you're not taking chances like this? If you got an opportunity to get a guy like this, even if it winds up being 2 years, and you know what? If he's broken at the end of it, okay. Are you any worse then than you are now?
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys who, you know, when they tore their, and Dominique, I think, was in his young 30s when he tore it, and he played until almost 40.
Yeah.
And played at a pretty high level.
Durant's what, 31?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the other guys I think about who tore it, and like Elton Brand tore his and was never the same player. I mean,
he was never what he was supposed to be to begin with.
No, but he was a 20 point per game guy.
Yeah.
He was a 20 and 10 guy before he tore his Achilles, and then he was never that again. Christian Laettner tore his and was never even close to the same player. And Christian Laettner was never.
Boogie Cousins really hasn't been the same player since he did.
I think it's less likely that you come back and you're a, you know, almost nobody's going to come back and be a better player.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, but I mean, I think in Durant's case, how many of those players are out there? There's three or four of them. You take your chance. If the Rockets did it, I'd be praising the hell out of them right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know what? Yeah, he's going to be out next year, but then you're going to get a year of, well, slightly more broken down Chris Paul, Harden, and Durant, and you'll have a shot.
Yep.
But, you know, and it could backfire. There's no question. But again, are the Nets even remotely relevant if they don't do this?
No.
I think we know the answer to that.
Nope.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Do we really want to see teams put together by players? At least the Warriors made a super team drafting and player development. Yeah, and then they
don't care.
They also went out and signed Kevin Durant. So
you know who doesn't like super teams? Fans of the teams that don't have those guys.
Exactly.
Like, that's who doesn't like super teams. Trust me, if Jimmy Butler came here, the Rockets would be no different. James Harden, Jimmy Butler, Chris Paul, not one of them homegrown. And no one would complain.
No one here would complain.
That's what the
everybody
NBA,
else. Oh, look what.
Yeah, but that's what the NBA is. You're supposed to go out and get the best players you can, and if certain guys want to play together, and you know what? Kudos to KD and Kyrie Irving for taking less money than they could have. That's what I'll never understand what the balance is, because when I was a kid, the people who got the most grief were, oh, he's only about the money. He doesn't care about winning championships. He only cares about making money. Now it's, oh, look at these guys. They're just chasing rings. It's like, I thought that's what the whole point was. Yeah. Was to go out and try to win championships. And now they're doing it in a way that you don't like. So now it's, oh, all they care about is adding up rings. Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know why it's a problem for players to actually have some power now. What's wrong with that? Yeah, those are the guys who make the league, and it shouldn't always be, well, the teams and the ownership and management that determines everything. Yeah, if you've got good management, you can build a good team, great. But the Warriors, yeah, you could say they were homegrown, but then they went out and signed the best free agent, which, you know, and he caught a lot of grief for that. Oh, you're going to chase a ring. Well, guess what? He got a ring. And now he's going to take less money so he can play with his friends. What's wrong with that? So I don't have any problem with it at all. I think if players want to get together and put teams together, that's their choice. And a lot of these guys have earned this.
Yep.
So, man, when you get to free agency, what's wrong with playing with guys you're familiar with?
Yeah.
And guys you like and guys you
want to spend all your time with.
Well, yeah, because this is, you know, this is worse than a marriage, man. You're with these guys all the time.
Well, I mean, the people who are against player-made teams, they want to go back to arranged marriages. Yeah, let's let someone else decide who should be married.
We've got this nice girl for you, AJ.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. She's got a great, great personality.
Comes from good stock.
She's got breeding hips. All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. Did you do anything fun this weekend or?
What did I do? No, I don't think so. I went to College Station. My nephew and niece were swimming. in College Station. They're on like a swim team, and my niece is like a badass swimmer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her name's Kate, and she is 11, and my nephew's name is Joey, and he's 13, and she's got better times than him.
Wow.
She's a monster. So
did you get some blue ribbons while you were there?
I don't know if they get, like, they do award ceremony, which thank God they do award ceremonies apparently after the fact, because there are so many people at these things. It's ridiculous. And it takes forever.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Katie used to do those when she was younger and she was really good, but they took forever. I don't know why she got out of it mainly.
You know why she got out of it. She grew flotation devices.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's a little, yeah. little harder.
It's to hard swim. To be yeah. a quick swimmer when yeah. you got what Katie's carrying around. Poor girl. I mean, God, you know, poor girl. I mean, listen, life's going to be easier for her, but swimming's not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't really do much of anything this weekend, although I did go outside the loop.
Okay.
On yesterday.
Where'd you go?
You remember when we used to do
did
those?
Did you go to the race park?
No. Do you remember when we used to do those shows out at Town Center in Sugar Land?
Yeah.
At that bar. Well, there's a place called Rupor there that has great oysters. Yeah. So we went and met some friends of ours who live out there. And
That bar is closed now, right?
Yeah, it's something else.
It was called Blue back then.
Yeah, it was called Blue, and now it's some other thing, and it wasn't open yesterday, so I don't know what's going on there, but Rupor was open, and man, I have to say, those are some of the best oysters that I can get anywhere.
Oh, look at you.
So, it gave us a chance to go visit our friends who live up there, so they're worth it. I don't have too many friends that are worth driving for. But so yeah, made the trip to Sugarland. Saturday, all we did was watch Woodbine, and because it was Queen's Plate Day, which is their big day, and made margaritas.
There you go.
It was fun, but a really quiet weekend. I hadn't been doing much of anything lately since I got back.
It's the way it should be.
Yeah, I'm getting less and less interested in doing things the older I get. It's like and. I had a couple of friends. Hey, man, we're over here. Come meet us. Like, I'm just going to sit here on my balcony, watch some TV, drink some good whiskey. 713-780-ESPN. I'm going to spend 10 seconds on hockey here. Dallas Stars made a really good signing getting Joe Pavelski. That's a great addition for them. So, Stars fans, you have something to be happy about. And I love that the Rangers went out and got Panarin. That's going to make them a lot better. And your Preds getting Matt Duchene helps them a lot. I'm not sure that's necessarily a good trade. Subban for him is what it amounted to, but good signing for them. So there you go. There's your hockey. Because it's their big free agent day today, too. So
it's enough.
Everybody's asking, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? So 713-780-ESPN. 201 says the NBA's always been about super teams and dynasties, which is true. They've always had the least parity because talent wins way more often. That's another thing. It's like all these people saying, oh, why don't football players get played like basketball players? Basketball player has a lot more impact on the game. Because there's only five people on the floor. You're playing offense and defense. There's only 15 people on the roster as opposed to 53.
Right.
You're always going to have more of an impact as a basketball
player.
And
it's so funny. Like, did nobody think it was... Was it not a big deal when Clyde Drexler came here to play with Hakeem, or when...
Oh, but that was a trade. That makes it okay.
Oh, or, well, I mean...
Well, Chris Paul was a trade,
yeah,
and he wanted to come here.
When Dennis Rodman went to play with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, like, that was okay. I mean, this has been happening for a long time.
Yeah, it's guys. Nothing new. And the Rodman thing, and I, to this day, will say that them getting Dennis Rodman is the reason they won those second three championships.
No doubt.
So, because when they lost Torrace Grant, there was a big gap there. And Rodman was incredible at getting you more and more possessions because he was such a fantastic offensive rebounder in addition to being a defensive rebounder. And you keep giving Michael Jordan, you know, three or four extra chances a game. What do you think is going to happen?
It's going to go his way more often than not.
All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Canada Day, eh?
Hey, hosers.
I hate that it's on a Monday because usually we go, they have a big party at the Maple Leaf and we go there and spend the whole day and get really drunk, but it's on a Monday and I had to work, so may swing by after the show, but it's kind of not as much fun when you can't just drink all day. But
the latest news on a free agency front is Andre Iguodala. Looks like who got traded yesterday to the Grizzlies. Looks like the Grizzlies are going to buy him out and Iguodala is going to sign with the Lakers. So that Lakers team is looking more and more.
That's a good pickup. That's a really solid pickup.
The question I've got about the Lakers is who are they going to play in the backcourt? Even if they sign Kawhi, I mean, you're going to have one of the greatest front courts ever.
Yeah.
And you're going to have homeless dudes playing, bringing up the ball.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the thing too, that just the makeup of the team kind of, LeBron can be your point guard. I mean, he's done that before, but is the mix of that team? I mean, you put three great players together. That's one thing, but is it a fit? I mean, I think you need another high powered guard, frankly. I think you should take Chris Paul off the Rockets.
Yeah, I bet you think that.
What do you think of the Warriors and D'Angelo Russell? And I mean, because obviously they had to shed some salary, which is why Iguodala's free now.
Yeah.
But is this just basically to fill in for Klay Thompson for most of the year?
I'm honestly not really sure. I guess that's possible. And I've seen lots of different things about D'Angelo Russell, what's going to happen with him. But to me, that makes the most sense is letting him sort of play that role. But man, it's not the same kind of a player, but it's something. You know, they've got someone who's going to go in there and can handle the ball a little bit. Is he Klay Thompson? No, but is he good enough to fill in for a while? Yeah.
And then he'd be a nice piece to have around when you get Klay back
healthy.
Once
he's depth? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and let's not write the Warriors off just yet. They still got Draymond. They still got Curry. And I think that they'll be just fine.
And honestly, when the playoffs come around and they could have all three of those guys on the floor at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, Klay, Russell, and Curry. And then having Draymond out there, I mean, they go that small lineup all the time.
And, yeah, their depth's taking a hit. But guess what? Their depth takes a hit every year. They find guys.
Almost never have depth.
They find guys who can fill in. And in the playoffs, you don't need them anyway.
Yeah.
Unless everybody breaks like this year. And then, yeah, what are you going
to
do?
I'm curious to see what happens with DeMarcus Cousins, because he's one guy who there's really been no news on. You know, we've seen a lot of guys, you know, and he mentioned the Kings as a possibility, and the Kings have been making some moves, but I don't know what the play is for DeMarcus at this point.
Kind of the same thing he was in last year.
Yeah.
Nobody really wanted to give him a big deal, so he took the one-year deal for...
And did he really, like, blow people away with that one-year deal? I would say no. I mean, was he useful? Sure.
He was out half the season. When he was out there, he was okay. But when they needed him to kind of step up, when everybody was hurt, he didn't really do much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he's a fourth piece on a really good team.
I think that's probably fair. If he's the third guy, depending on who the first two guys are, yeah, I mean, he could be pretty good.
Yeah. Just depends on where he winds up and what kind of fit he is.
If I were him, I'd try to hang around Golden State as long as I could.
Yeah. Do you guys consider Draymond a superstar?
I don't know if I consider him a superstar, but He's
top. How many in the league would you put him?
30? 25.
Okay.
Yeah, 25, 30.
Okay.
Which, I mean, in a league that doesn't have 30 teams, that's maybe that does make him a superstar, but.
Yeah, I don't know about superstar.
He might be top 40.
Yeah, but I think he's also a really good fit for what they do.
He's super valuable there.
Yeah, I think his value to the Warriors is more than it would be to somebody else. Just like Clint Capella's value to the Rockets is probably higher than it would be anybody else's.
Yeah.
Not that I'm comparing the two. Just want to make that clear, too. Hip Hop Hercules says, NBA has no parity from a guy who watched the Patriots player win a Super Bowl for a decade. Who really cares? Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You had an all-time team here that went five straight years. They did lose two of those finals.
Yep.
So, I don't think anybody saw Toronto coming this year.
No.
But you're right. And historically, teams that win one generally win two or three. But, yeah, it's funny. The place where people spend the most money and have no salary cap, you tend to have teams win. Teams that you don't see coming win, and that's baseball. Like, did you see the Royals winning the World Series? And even the Astros, for that matter? Mm. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So, that's been a pretty sportsy first hour. Oh, it's free agency day. Your Astros got six All-Stars. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's a good number.
Yeah.
Presley, Cole, and Verlander added to the three guys who made the starting lineup. All three deserving.
Yeah, yeah. And the three that got voted in, I thought, deserved it too.
There's a couple guys that, I mean, the guy that jumps out to me the most is, and we talk about this all the time, all-star snubs. That's kind of the...
You have to have a snub.
You got to have a snub. How Luke Voit doesn't make the all-star game is very strange to me. I actually thought he was going to be the starting first baseman for the American League, and then somehow he doesn't make the team. It's a little bit odd. There were some people saying Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, but I mean, those guys haven't been great. Are they huge stars? Sure.
Well, they make the contract all-stars.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think either of those guys is having the kind of season that warrants it.
Yeah. Xander Bogaerts doesn't make the team, which, you know, that's a tough one to swallow, I would say. It seems like he's having a pretty fantastic season. There's been some the Astros, though, this is it feels like the most, I don't want to say deserved group of guys, but they are deserving. It's hard to say a team's deserving of having six guys, but you can't make a great argument against any of these guys. I mean, I don't think. I mean, obviously the guys who are starting were voted in,
right?
Would I have Springer as a starter? No, his numbers are really good, but he missed a good chunk of the season. Brantley, I don't know. You can even argue with. So,
but even if you don't have him starting, I think Springer belongs.
I think
the team.
Springer makes the team. Yeah,
So good for them. And, you know, nobody in Houston can tell, Houston teams never get any kind of national love. Well, you get the national love there. All right. I don't have my copy, but I don't need my copy for besthotelrates.com. You know why?
Because it's in the name.
The name tells you everything.
Yeah.
We've got over 600 hotels around the world. And if you're planning a trip, then...
600,000, Fred.
600,000?
Yeah.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. That's a lot. So, go to besthotelrates.com. You can. The cool thing is, before you book your trip, they're going to take care of you too. They've got great customer service. You have an opportunity to go anywhere you want, basically. And I've been logging on and looking at rates, and they've been terrific. And besthotelrates.com, the name just says it all.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about traveling, you want to save as much money as you can because you want to have money to spend while you're out and about, while you're traveling. That's what you're going for. You're not going to spend all your money on your hotel. You want to have some fun while you're there. The best way to save, besthotelrates.com. Right there in the name, besthotelrates.com.
Why don't you get a grip? Because you can't keep going on and on and on. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.